This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Tell me it's not so, man. Everybody's dying from COVID. Oh, they need the vaccination. What are we going to do? My goodness. Folks, everybody's dying from the COVID-19, aren't they? Okay, guys down there on GCN, thank you guys. Appreciate it. If you guys want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Did you hear that propaganda reel for you, friends? Folks, these are the same people that have been lying to you for decades in this country. Oh, everybody's dying from COVID, are they? I'm talking about the COVID-19. No, they're not dying from COVID-19, friends. They're dying from the vaccinations. I'll get to that in just a moment. Everybody that's dying now, do you hear how the mainstream media and the propagandists are throwing it on the American people that they're dying from COVID? What a convenient death. We already know on a massive scale. Doctors are coming forward and saying that they're being pressured by the medical industry to tell you and to tell the doctors to basically manufacture their death certificates to that of COVID. They're driving you to the vaccination. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But I want you to understand this because it really bothers me. Folks, everybody is questioning the narrative as to what took place just a couple days ago at the Capitol. When it first came out, we heard what the same people that are telling you concerning the CIA and the propagandists, the useful idiots that they're using to tell you going to the Capitol as to how all of those good people that want to correct their government and rid their government of corruption, how they're the problem because that's what they sold to the American people. I told you that provocateurs were sent in right away because the government has a long history of using provocateurs. We call them brown shirts. They go in and they stir up the problem. They create domestic insurrection. Then the government comes in because they want more control wielded over the people as they're waiting for people to cry out to the government and say, come in, you got to help us, you got to help us. Well, what people don't understand is when the government comes in and plays the problem solvers, history teaches us they're also the ones that created the problem in the first place. Not always, but I believe it's safe to say 8 times out of 10, that's the case. And if it is a genuine crisis, remember what Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel said, the mayor from Chicago, right? That criminal? Remember what he said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, guess what's happening now, friends? The same ones that told you the good guys were the problems, and look what they did and how they stormed the Capitol. Now we're finding out all of these individuals, the doors were wide open. We find out that there was police that were sent in there, and they were paid provocateurs, just like I said. If you would listen the first time, you would clearly understand as to what you're dealing with. History is repeating itself because people fail to learn from history. That's why we're here today. Oh, and by the way, here's a little side note for you, friends, especially for those that are on our social media platforms that didn't see us yesterday. We were pulled. We had 783,000 friends pulled from us yesterday for questioning the narrative as to what took place at the Capitol. Tim Brown's morning show. Our platform was pulled. That's why we are continuously telling you, and I'm going to take a moment and go there right now. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now Every one of you, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe. There's 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. If you look at the scroll that's going across sonsoflibertymedia.com, just go down just a little bit. Look to the right side of the page. That's the platforms that we are on every day. You can always find us on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're getting phone calls. We're getting emails. We're getting texts. Where are you guys at? I'm telling you once again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over there and subscribe. Okay? Also wanted to remind you that if you would like to go ahead and give us a call at any time, please stick to the topic today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to give you a little recap over the week, friends. Did you hear that just this week, now going back to the vaccinations, now going back, friends, to vaccines in COVID-19? We have a doctor. He's a pretty smart guy. His name is Dr. Martin. He did a live broadcast across the globe with Robert Kennedy and others that are qualified concerning the dangers of vaccinations and the fact that Anthony Fauci is being sold to the American people as the American as America's doctor, when in fact Anthony Fauci has a long history of crimes against we the people. As a matter of fact, let me just throw this in there really quick because I'm going to have to play this audio right after this first hard break. But I want you to keep in mind, they call him out for who he is. Do you guys know that just this last week, a video surfaced from 10 years ago? Listen to me carefully. From 10 years ago, Anthony Fauci was leading up the charge. We found that the same actors, the same players pushing pandemic on the people, folks, and the same exact script was tested on the people 10 years ago. 10 years ago. It completely backfired because the people during that time were smart enough to understand what was going on. And it completely failed. Same exact people, same exact script. I'm going to play that in just a couple moments for you. Folks, and again, you got to keep in mind, friends, you cannot make up what's going on here in any sense of the word. What I'm also going to get caught up on, friends, is death by vaccination. I'm going to highlight from David Knight's show, I'm going to let him share with you as to the people that are receiving this vaccination from Pfizer or Moderna. They're dying, friends. They're having adverse side effects in a major way. You have to ask the question, why is it that the powers that are tolerated, why is it that they're so busy throwing on you this propaganda of a virus that is 99.75%, folks, recoverable? Why is it that they're making such a big ado about it? Because they're trying to drive you to get the vaccination, and it's what's in this vaccination. And I'm going to be corrected by Dr. Martin just a moment here because he said it's not a vaccine. But they want to drive you to the vaccination. And what I want to remind you, my listeners today, is that there are over 400 adverse side effects to these vaccinations. Why is it that the powers that are tolerated are selling it to you as a miracle from God? You got to ask the question, what God are they talking about first and foremost, right? That's exactly right. Because when we read Leviticus 17:11, life is in the blood, and we can see what they want to contaminate. And the Bible's clear that we're not supposed to mix. Leviticus 19:19. I'm going to come right back to this. I'm going to play this audio. Folks, hang on for your own good and your family's own good. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay, so let me just highlight, thank you guys, 1-866-582-9933, let me just highlight ignorance really quick. I'm on the radio sharing from doctors that are being censored by the very people that lie to you 24/7. I make reference to the Bible where it talks about Leviticus 17:11, where life is in the blood. We get some ignoramus online saying, oh, it already reeks of legalism. Well, listen, I'm here to tell you there's no such word in Webster's 18:28. And if you're equating legalism to obedience to the word of God, then you go ahead and call me a legalist all that you want, you antinomianist who has no regard for God's law. It tells us in Isaiah 8:20 that if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. So thank you for helping me along. But if you want to go ahead and shoot at me and take shots at your faithful friend here, a faithful witness delivers souls, go ahead and give us a call and set me straight in front of 133 cities. We're on the number one radio show in 133 cities across the country right now. We're broadcasting into 53 different countries, and we literally have thousands of people watching us right now. So I would appreciate, first of all, you exposing me for who I am and sharing this information. And keep in mind, I'm not giving you my opinion on the show. I'm going to let the doctors do that because that's what they're qualified to do, but I'm giving you a narrative that the mainstream media means to censor. That would be for your good, not for your bad, just for the record. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, here we go. What I want to do is I want you to check this out. This is Dr. Martin. He is a doctor here in Rochester, Minnesota at the Mayo Clinic. He's a pretty smart guy, and he is here to tell us, friends, that it is not a vaccine that they mean to give you. Matter of fact, I'll just let Dr. Martin explain himself that this vaccine being pushed on the people as a vaccine is not a vaccine at all. Check this out.
Let's make sure we're clear on something. Let's stipulate that this is not a vaccine.
Right.
I mean, we need to be really clear. We're using the term vaccine to sneak this thing under public health
right.
Exemptions. This is not a vaccine. This is a mRNA packaged in a fat envelope that is delivered to a cell. It is a medical device designed to stimulate the human cell into becoming a pathogen creator. It is not a vaccine. Vaccines actually are a legally defined term, and they're a legally defined term under public health law. They're a legally defined term under CDC and FDA standards, and a vaccine specifically has to stimulate both an immunity within the person receiving it, but it also has to disrupt transmission. And that is not what this is. They have been abundantly clear in saying that the mRNA strand that is going into the cell is not to stop transmission. It is a treatment. But if it was discussed as a treatment, it would not get the sympathetic ear of public health authorities, because then people would say, well, what other treatments are there?
It's a wordplay.
The use of the term vaccine is unconscionable for both the legal definition term of it, but also because it actually is the sucker punch to open and free discourse. Because by saying vaccine, you dump it into a thing where you could be anti or pro the therapy. But if you actually talked about it as a therapy, remember, and people forget this, Moderna was started as a chemotherapy company for cancer, not a vaccine manufacturer for SARS. If we said we're going to give people prophylactic chemotherapy for the cancer they don't have, you'd be laughed out of a room because it's a stupid idea.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is. This is a mechanical device in the form of a very small packet of technology that is being inserted into the human system to activate the cell to become a pathogen manufacturing site.
Have you heard that? Have you heard that from the mainstream media, friends? No, it's you're being sold that it's a early Christmas present from God. It's a miracle from God. It's a miracle from God. This is just one of hundreds of thousands of doctors across the globe that are trying to wake the people up. Oh, and there's many that are awake. As a matter of fact, over in Israel, this made grassroots mainstream media, let me put it that way, friends, because the mainstream media and their useful propagandists that are owned and operated and controlled by six corporations worldwide wouldn't touch it. But over in Israel right now, friends, 75% of the people in Israel right now, Netanyahu's selling the same thing to them, friends. 75% of the people over in Israel right now said they would not take it, and they are calling it the vaccine Holocaust. It's exactly what they said. And it's easy to find if you want to find out for yourself the truth of the matter. We just found out in the Netherlands, I played the audio over the last week, that there's, I believe it's like 83,000, it could even be a little bit higher than that, nurses and doctors that just filed a lawsuit against the government because they refused to take the vaccination. Why are they refusing the vaccination? By the way, if those front line workers and what they're doing in taking it to the government and filing a lawsuit, and they're saying to you and me, we're not taking the vaccinations, what is it that you don't understand? I mean, who's more qualified than them to tell you what's going on through their actions? Because their actions speak a lot louder than their words do, friends. Okay? Well, what about all these deaths by vaccination that we're not hearing about? How come it's just being sold to us as a good thing, as a miracle from God, said Donald Trump? Pastor Jeffress, again, one of these useful idiots in the church, one of these debased individuals that's been picked up and put up on a platform to deceive the people as some sort of gatekeeper, as some sort of standard that we're to emulate. He's the one that said it was an early Christmas present from God. Oh, really? Boy, that's not what we're being told by those that are qualified. And by the way, he's not qualified. And it's also interesting to note that those that are selling you this vaccination are unqualified. And those that are qualified to tell you the truth of what's in a vaccination, if it's a vaccination at all, for some reason or another, those that are qualified are being censored by those that are not qualified. Are you paying attention? Remember Bill Gates? Remember, he's not a licensed doctor. Remember the head of the WHO? Remember, he's not a doctor, but these are the ones that are dictating that you take the vaccination. And the licensed doctors that are telling you the truth of the matter are being censored. Do you understand? Do you not see the censorship going on right now in this country? During the first segment, I just told you, friends, a platform that we were on last week because we were questioning the narrative as to what was going on in the Capitol along with the rest of the country. We were expunged. We were censored. We got another strike on our site because they don't want you questioning the narrative. And friends, I'm here to tell you, question the narrative. Question everything these people that are tolerated are selling you, because you can rest assured it's another lie just like the one before it was. Okay? Let's go over to Death by Vaccinations. This is David Knight. He's going to give you a little rundown, friends, concerning the people that have been dying by these vaccinations that you haven't heard a peep about. Friends, and again, I'm going to let David Knight say it because nobody can say it better. Listen to this.
Let's take a look at the vaccine now, the Trump vaccine. We had, over the last several days, this is Pfizer vaccine primarily, has been rolling out around the world. We've had a Swiss patient die shortly after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. An Israeli man died just 2 hours after receiving his first dose. And then in Lucerne, this last Wednesday, one of the first people in the country to receive the Pfizer vaccine died. But of course, again, as I pointed out, we're seeing this over and over again. They're putting it out to people who are elderly. And by definition, if you're elderly, you probably have several comorbidities. Or people who are already sick and maybe not even elderly. But they're putting it out to the elderly and the sick. They're the most vulnerable. They have to get it first. And then when they die with the vaccine, they didn't die from the vaccine. Even though people who didn't even die with COVID are counting as having died from COVID.
Did you hear that?
The vaccine.
The people that you're being told are dying from COVID didn't have COVID.
In other places. In Sweden, remember that was Switzerland. This is Sweden. another coronavirus vaccination death of an elderly Swede. 84-year-old Swedish man said to have died of suspected cardiac failure a day after being vaccinated for the coronavirus. The death has been referred for possible investigation. But he's said to have had multiple underlying illnesses. Well, nobody cared about that when it was COVID, right? Oh, no. They died from COVID.
They're manufacturing statistics, friends.
COVID. Even if it just they were going to die in a few months, and they died earlier because of the stress of that. The stress of the vaccine, which, you know, one healthy young nurse said.
So, folks, you get the gist of it, right? And this is just, again, the tip of the iceberg concerning the people that are dying off from the vaccinations. But keep in mind, if you go to the black boxes on these vaccinations, there's over 400 adverse side effects to vaccinations. So it's not like they're not telling you this. You know, so it's funny when people are taking shots at me, that's all you have to do is look at their own back, black boxes, and you'll find for yourself I'm telling you the truth. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Washington, D.C. is increasing security measures around the Capitol. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser saying they're getting ready for more protests ahead of the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Ken Cuccinelli is the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. He says everything will be safe in Washington, D.C.
America can be very confident, and so can the President-elect and everybody who will be present that day. That will be a safe event from start to finish. And January 6th doesn't change that a bit. It may heighten a lot of people's attention, but we have been engaged with all of the law enforcement, including National Guard out of DOD.
Search and recovery efforts are underway after an Indonesian passenger jet crashed into the Java Sea. You're listening to USA Radio News. More impeachment drama on Capitol Hill. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, here's Mike Fortier.
House Democrats preparing to bring articles of impeachment against President Trump. They accused Trump of inciting insurrection ahead of Wednesday's violence at the Capitol. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News last night with a plea to President-elect Biden.
Joe Biden said it's up to Congress regarding impeachment. No, President-elect Biden, it's up to you. Pick up the phone, call Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the squad and tell them, stand down. This will destroy the country even further. You have the power to do that. The question is, do you have the courage to do it?
Graham says we have a chance as a nation to start over. House Democrats are also considering removing Trump through the 25th Amendment.
Millions of people are about to be given more time to pay off their student loans. It's being reported President-elect Joe Biden will continue pausing payments in 2 weeks on the first day he's sworn in. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I am posting on social media platforms right now the article so you can watch the videos for yourself. If you want to combat the truth of the matter, you go ahead and take it up with the doctors. Again, I'm just giving you a different side of the lies that you're being told, and that would be called the truth, friends, and that's exactly what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, John 8:32. It's the truth that makes men free, and who is the author of that truth? Jesus Christ himself, John 14:6. So, with that said, I want to read off one more thing, and then I want to get over to my main topic because I have you for 2 hours today, and I totally appreciate your trust. I thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts across the country on Genesis Communication Networks. I thank you to the 133 affiliates that are listening to us even now across the United States, as well as the 53 countries that listen to us abroad. We appreciate your trust because we are not here giving you our opinion. We're basing everything off the Word of God, first and foremost. If you're looking for the result, that's where you go, and the U.S. Constitution for the record. This was just posted by a wife of a doctor, and I just want to read it to you before I give you the gist of this little statement that was made, and it's very heartfelt, by the way, and it's a sad day in America when we don't pay attention or take heed to the issues in which we face today. Here's another warning for those that still want to plug their ears and close their eyes to the truth. Okay? The love of my life, my husband, Gregory Michael, MD, obstetrician that had his office in Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami Beach, died the day before yesterday due to a strong reaction to the COVID vaccine. The one that they're trying to push on the American people, I'm adding. I go on. He was a very healthy 56-year-old, loved by everyone in the community, delivered hundreds of healthy babies, and worked tirelessly through this pandemic. I call it a plandemic. He was vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine at MSMC, that's the acronym, on December 18th, 3 days later, he saw a strong set of, there's a word here, friends, pitachia, on his feet, in his hands, which made him, patches I suspect, made him seek attention at the emergency room at MSMC. The CBC that was done at his arrival showed his padlet count to be zero. A normal padlet count ranges from 150,000 to 450,000 padlets, that's what it is, padlets per microliter of blood. He was admitted into the ICU with the diagnosis of an acute ITP caused by a reaction to the COVID vaccine. A team of expert doctors tried for 2 weeks to raise his platelet count to no avail. Experts from all over the country were involved in his care. No matter what they did, the platelets count refused to go up. He was conscious and energetic throughout the whole process, but 2 days before a last resort surgery, he got a hemorrhage stroke caused by the lack of platelets that took his life in a matter of minutes. I can feel it. Folks, we're talking about each other. We're our brother's keepers. We're taught to do unto others as we would do unto ourselves, and that is the fulfilling of the law. Matthew 22, verse 37. And when I read stuff like this, I really do think that people, when they watch the show, they think that I'm looking forward to putting the hammer in my hand. You know, the Bible says in Jeremiah 23:29, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces." Well, that's the anointing in this ministry, first and foremost. But I can tell you this. I am called to people just like Jesus was. He was called unto his own, and his own received them not, John 1. Ministry is bittersweet. And I want to tell you, the hardest part about ministry is people. But I got to tell you, in all sincerity before God and before man and before all of those that are watching and listening right now, as much as people bother me and how I get agitated with them when I know the truth of the matter and I try to convey it to them and I can't get it into their hearts, only the Holy Ghost can do that. As much as people agitate me, as much as people scoff at some of the things that I say here concerning the Word of God, because again, it's not my righteousness that needs to be established here again in this time. It's the Word of God and His righteousness, which will be established, and it is established, just for the record. But for all the ills that I deal with concerning people and the things that I receive from the people that I'm looking out for, I got to say this. I love people. I love people enough to tell them what nobody else is willing to tell them. I love people enough to tell them that I don't like being lied to. And as a matter of fact, I don't like you being lied to. That's what I'm doing here. And by the way, for the record, I didn't apply for the job. I'm just responding to the call, okay? I'm not the qualifier. The Lord is. He's the one that does this. I'm just faithful to the call. Because if He counted me faithful putting me into the ministry, I don't want to let Him down. And I don't want to let those that He loves, I don't want to let them down either. So I just want to make clear, I'm on the radio because I love you enough to tell you the truth. I love you enough to tell you what so many are unwilling to tell you. And I want to tell you, my love that I give to you is always in action. It's always in action. Because to love you in word or in tongue, Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost Himself rebuke people for going around and talking about how much they love people and yet they don't show them. No, real love is a demonstration. John 3:16. And it's exactly what we do here on the show. When I tell my kids I love them, they know what that means when I say 1 John 3:18. That's Daddy loving them and telling him that he loves them by what he does for them. Same thing with my wife and the same thing for you. God is not a respecter of persons, and I am here because I want you to have the knowledge of the truth that makes you free. And you are not getting it from those that continuously oppose us and censor us and block us and mock us and scoff at us and whatever the case is, which is far and few between, and everybody wants to talk about the squeaky wheel, but I just wanted to throw that in there so people could understand what it is that we go through in the ministry here. I love people regardless if you receive the truth or not. It's not my job to receive it for you. That's your job. It's my truth to give it to you. Okay? Your blood is off my hands, just like the guy that said, Paul, two-thirds of the New Testament that wrote it, your blood's off my hands. He stood there in the book of Acts, and he said, he cried day and night with tears, warning men. And when I'm talking to the church, I want to make clear you understand 1 Timothy 3:16, where it says, all scripture. Listen, you never see this in the church in America today. And that's not an over-exaggeration. That is not sensationalized. You don't see this today in America. All scripture is given by God for inspiration, by inspiration. And what is it that he gave? Doctrine for what? Reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. That's real love. Real love, friends, worketh no ill, just for the record. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Okay? Faithful are the wounds of a friend. That's real love. Those are real friends that can tell you things that you don't want to hear. I just want to tell you, that's what I'm doing here. I just felt like I had to share that, and I did. I want to get over to this audio, friends, because I want you to hear this next piece. And it's Anthony Fauci, 10 years ago. Same players, same exact script. This is a compilation, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to fade it out right after Anthony Fauci. Folks, he's a Dr. Martin called this whole plandemic. He called this a criminal conspiracy taking place on a global basis. They highlighted the fact that Fauci, however you want to say his name, this little criminal rat, and it's exactly what he is. He's a henchman working on the behalf of the likes of Bill Gates, the WHO, and the federal government and state and local governments that are going along with this propaganda. And they all know it's propaganda, by the way. But I want you to listen to what he said, Anthony Fauci, because, again, it's the same players and it's the same script. This is 10 years ago. Listen to this compilation.
Doctors in Canada are being told to stay away from a batch of
100,000
swine flu vaccines following 6 reports of allergic reactions.
10 years ago.
The vaccine in question was produced by GlaxoSmithKline, which insists none of the other vaccines it has distributed around the world need to be pulled.
Analysts say GlaxoSmithKline stands to make more than $2.5 billion in sales in the next 6 months from the swine flu. And that's before the company introduces its latest product, a protective face mask.
Listen.
The company makes the second biggest selling drug for people who have caught the H1N1 virus and is working on a vaccine.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy
and Infectious
Diseases, is joining us this morning. Dr. Fauci, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your best argument for the vaccine to people who feel that the chances of me or my child getting severely sick from H1N1 is so mild that I'm not willing to take a chance with a vaccine that is brand new and may have long-term side effects that we're not yet aware of?
Well, first of all, if you look at what's happening with this pandemic right now, we're seeing that the susceptibility to not only infection but also to the complications of infection is skewed very much towards young people and pregnant women. Pregnant women have a 4 to 6 times greater probability of getting into serious trouble with influenza than people who are not pregnant. And if you look at the history of the
same
vaccines,
guy 10 years ago,
and
friends.
Also,
okay, so
I
it's a compilation,
that,
and it goes in and out, and it goes in and out, and it goes in and out. But there you have it. Anthony Fauci pushing a pandemic 10 years ago. 10 years ago, same players. Folks, this is why I continuously tell you that if you don't bring these people and prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, they're going to gear up and they're going to do it all over again. This is why you still have the Clintons out there. This is why you still have the Bushes out there. This is why you still have the Obamas out there, friends. And guess what they're doing? You give them a free hand, they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again, because they are at war with your constitutional republic, your Christian heritage. So if you want to put a stop to all of this, 330 million people, you better stand up and be counted and play the man. You want to unify, then you do it under Christ. You unify under Christ. That will expose your enemies. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to add a little insult to that injury. Thank you guys down at GCN. I appreciate you guys. Also, I have Judah on the other side. My son, 14 years old, broadcasting the show and producing the show on a nationwide basis. We appreciate you as well, and we appreciate our listeners. If you want to call in at any time, please do. There's a lot of immature adults online right now going back and forth. If you want to go on the platform in which we're on right now, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can join us on Top Chat or a live feed where you can leave comments. That is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, where you'll also get 13 to 15 articles over there. But just scroll down just a little bit right after the slideshow and go down a little bit on the right. You'll see the platforms in which me and Tim are on a daily basis. We have a Monday morning a Monday through Friday show, as well as Saturday. And then we have one on 2 to 3, Monday through Friday, and then Saturdays 2 to 4. But you can find both platforms there on the right side. Scroll down just a little bit on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. If you want to call in and set me straight, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, we have another hour coming up right on the other side of this. And again, I just thank you for all of your loyalties and your faithfulness to the word and the purpose of maintaining the freedoms in which we have. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, what did he say? He said, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Before I do that, friends, I got to say this real quick. A friend of ours, Nancy Lee, today is 15 years old. Nancy Lee, happy birthday. I'm a drummer. If I could sing, I would sing to you. But I can't. And if I did sing to you, I'd probably get everybody to turn me off right away. I think I'm the only guy that prays during praise and worship where the Lord says, okay, I've had enough, Bradley. I get it. Thank you. And I'm, of course, having a little fun with that. But the fact of the matter is, that's the truth of the matter. Just want to give a shout out to our friend Nancy Lee. Happy 15th birthday. Happy 15th birthday. And by the way, we're going to be in Michigan just in 5 days. Maybe it's 6 days. Maybe it's 7 days. I don't know. I just know I get in and we go where we go, right? And then we're going to be in Tennessee in about 2 weeks here. I do know that. By the way, if you want to book us, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I wanted to highlight one more thing in adding insult to injury concerning what's taking place here. Did you guys see this? And it's going back to the vaccinations. Did you see that just recently, and just a couple days ago, the Washington Post reported listen carefully. So it proves the point that when I say they're coming for your kids, they're coming for your kids. A bill passed by the D.C. Council on Tuesday would allow children as young as age 11 to obtain a vaccination without their parents' consent. Is this a push for war, friends? Because if that's what they intend, that's going to be the response they're going to get. The state has no children, but then again, the federal government has no business indoctrinating children in public schools neither. And see, the problem there is we have a whole lot of hypocrites in this country because 86% of those that drop their kids off at public schools to be subjected to everything and protected for nothing are Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. Let me say this, a bunch of hypocrites. It's a lack of Christianity, it's a lack of patriotism, and it's a lack of conservatism. They're good for nothing to be trodden under the foot of men. Matthew 5:13. Read it when you get a moment. But this is the Washington Post. Under this legislation, it's not congruent with the U.S. Constitution. So they can call it legislation all that they want to. It is unlawful. They don't have the constitutional authority to do this like what they're doing on so many different levels, friends. If a doctor determines that a minor is capable of informed consent, they would be able to seek government recommended vaccinations concerning their parents' object to on religious grounds. Okay, they also get vaccinated against the human. Then it gives out this mammavirus, which is recommended for older children. Okay, I can hear everything you guys are saying. So the bottom line here, friends, is the bill, which was approved 12 to 1, this shows you that you must clean house. Folks, when we're talking about government, remember, the preamble starts out with we the people. We're the government. And again, they work for us. And yes, friends, those that listen to me, you say, Bradley, you sound like a broken record. There's a lot of people that you have to tell over and over and over again. Don't sit there and complain about what you see out there when, in fact, you're the government. That's your reflection. 12 to 1 passed this unconstitutional, un-American bill to say that they can go ahead and assert parental authority when it comes to vaccinations. Are you listening to this? Because, again, friends, you can't make it up. Who do they think that they are to create such a bill? Oh, my goodness. I mean, I could start a whole new show just on that concerning what's taking place again in America. Folks, did you see that they're trying to create domestic terrorist bill? They're trying to recreate a bill. Guess who the terrorists are? Well, you just seen last week, those that were standing up, the good people that were standing up against tyranny in their government, they were ostracized, they were polarized, they were demonized. They're trying to isolate them so they feel like they're the only ones doing it. It's what every dictatorial government does, and it's exactly what they're doing today. Friends, here, I want to give you the headline here really quick. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The government's new war on terror. Keep in mind, friends, they're always creating. Remember terrorism under Oxford's English Dictionary? The original definition for terrorism was government by intimidation. Okay, they're revising that, and we know that after September 11th, those agencies that were created are aimed at Americans, Christians, and constitutionalists. In other words, patriots. Okay, we know this as being a fact. So, with that said, friends, you're the end aim. As a matter of fact, I just had somebody send me something a couple minutes ago during the show, during one of the breaks, talking about here, WikiLeaks just dumped all of their files online. Okay. Hey, folks, it's not like we, the people, don't know who the bad guys are in this country. We all know who they are. How many times do they need to be exposed for their crimes? What did I respond with? I said back to him, I said, well, it's not aimed at them. It's not aimed at McCain and the Clintons and the FBI sniper and the Bilderbergers and the CIA agents. It's not aimed at them. It's aimed at you. Haven't you figured this out yet? And I said, if it wasn't true, WikiLeaks, he wouldn't be in prison right now. He wouldn't have been sent into exile. It's not aimed at the bad people. It's aimed at the good people. America, America. My goodness. When are we going to come to terms with what's going on in our country? Only you can answer that. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Romans 13 because this is coming up again. What we're seeing on a massive scale here, and I'm going to open the lines up, and I hope to hear from some of you good pastors that have no business leading anybody's church, right? Pastors named one time in the New Testament. If you take that, that's in Ephesians 4:11. When you go over to 1 Corinthians 12:28, who's supposed to lead the church? The apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. Says nothing about a pastor leading the church or an evangelist leading the church. Nothing. Pastors brought up one time in the New Testament. Maybe that's why we have these biblical illiterates reversing Romans 13. Hey, folks, here, let me take it a step further. Concerning this whole pandemic, isn't it interesting with all of these federal judges and the Supreme Court telling the state of California to keep their hands off the church and all across America from the East Coast to the West Coast, governments, judges, good judges doing their job. Judges 2:16, read it when you get a moment. God appointing those judges to preserve the people are educating Americans as to the fact that what these governors and mayors are doing is completely unconstitutional, rendering them criminals for their creative legislation, which is not congruent with the U.S. Constitution. It makes them criminals. What does the church do? They stay closed. This is not the Church of Jesus Christ, mind you. These are the ones that are teaching you Romans 13 in reverse. They're teaching you to submit to the tyrant rather than to throw off the tyrant. And yet it was our forefathers that taught us resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Remember what Patrick Henry said, one of the sons of liberty? He said, Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I his Cromwell, and George III, treason, cried Patrick Henry. May profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. Oh, my goodness, friends. I'm going to bring you to Scripture, and I'm going to show you that what you've been taught by these biblical illiterates, reversing Romans 13, is completely opposite in truth. Let's expose their lies. Ephesians 5:13. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Hour 2 coming up.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.